board meeting on March 23rd, Great Oaks School. Is that all I have to say?
We need a second.
Yeah, we need a second.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have a quorum at this point?
There's no voting items on the
Yeah.
Okay. If someone on the board wants to make a motion to approve the minutes that are in the packet from last month.
I'm pulling them up right now.
I guess that's a quorum issue. So we can skip over that one too. Yeah. Who is 740-6312? You are muted. Okay. I'll just go ahead with the executive director report. Obviously I'll start with all things COVID-19. You have in your packet the distance learning plan that we are starting to pull together. It's pretty detailed, and the staff has done a lot of great work this week in doing two things. One is getting some learning activities and resources out to families. And second, getting geared up for distance learning. So the high school is a little bit ahead in using Google Classroom, middle school not so much, kind of sporadically. So there's been a lot of conversations around that and help. And we're still working. We have four more days to go to try to get a little bit more comfortable with this. But doing, like I said, making our way through March 16th to the 27th have been learning resources. So we're not grading that work. It's been more of a encouragement to students to be active in learning. I think there's been some real successes there, and I think there's been some disappointments in terms of number of students actually doing it. But that's okay. The decision to do it that way was based on lack of federal guidance and state guidance in terms of what level of instruction you're counting that, and students with needs. So, but it also, the governor set those 2 weeks intentionally to give us time to plan. So that's what we've been doing, is planning. There's been a great amount of support provided by the department. Support, yes, in terms of waivers and resources and conversations of keeping everybody calm while we're going through this, and with all the lack of information. The information has been confusing at times, not necessarily conflicting, but vague, I would say. The Delaware Charter School